Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. This is Brekkie with Crossy here on Kix Country, and joining me now, I have, well, one artist that you're probably not familiar with, another artist you'll be very familiar with, and they got a song together called Any Gin. So let's say good morning to Lily Grace and James Blundell. G'day, mate, how are ya?
Dead dangerous, Luke, yourself?
Awesome. So let's start off right at the, you know, the most obvious question. How did the collaboration happen?
You tell the story, Lily.
Yes. So I played a show with Tanya Gannigan late last year, and we were putting a show together with James, myself, and Tanya. And originally I was the opening act, but then things happened and Tanya couldn't make the show before we... So I then stepped up to be the co-headliner with James. And for the show, we were thinking, why don't we write a song together and we can perform that song live? So we did. We sat down in this co-write over Zoom, ironically, and we wrote the song, Annie June, and now it's my first single, and I love it. I'm so happy with how it turned out, and so exciting.
And the fun part from my end, mate, once I started to speak with Lily Grace, it's very apparent that she had a very good vision on where she wants to go, and that Nashville loomed large in that, and a very dear friend of mine called Michael Flanders had just come back from 14 years in the States, not sort of watched his career path over there vicariously through friends, and you know, loved what he was doing, and it was just a perfect fit. And you know, he and Lily met once, and the rest of it's history. That he's produced an amazing track for, and you know, the first thing Lily said to me the day we wrote, because I came to the meeting and said, you know, I've always got a million ideas. What have you got? And she said, well, I was reading the form guide today, and I saw this great name, Annie June. I said, any 15-year-old reading the form guide is my kind of kid.
That's a winner there. Can you help me, you know, Randwick this weekend at number 6? So, who do you reckon?
That's right.
if my dad's listening.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say, funnily enough, Lily might be able to help you. Her father, Rod, would definitely have an opinion about what's going to go well.
I love it. So, Lily, how much did you know? I mean, James, obviously, he's been doing this for a little while. How much did you know of his musical background?
I heard his songs, but a lot of the songs he sung, I didn't actually know were his, but I just heard them growing up with. And then when we were connecting, I was going back through his Spotify and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, all these great songs are from James. It's so exciting. It's so cool. I love This Road and Down on the Farm, Cabin Fever and all them. They're all my favourite ones. Amazing.
I pay her a lot to say these things, Luke.
You've got to be broke soon, man, if you keep this up.
Yeah, that's right.
This is how you get information.
I love it.
So, you know, I mean, it's one thing to meet, and obviously, you know, thank you, Tanya Kernigan, for not being there. But then going ahead to actually collaborating on a song, so who was the one that asked?
Lily asked me, but she had no idea at that stage of the game that my favourite part of my career nowadays is working with young artists, because, you know, there's so much goes into having a career of any longevity now, and it's just harder and harder. And if you meet one that has all the attributes that Lily does, it's a great voice, a great attitude, prolific writer, really hard worker, it's a great joy to be involved. And, you know, when we're talking at the start, I said there's a downside that you can be seen to be associated with, I like to be referred to as a heritage artist nowadays as opposed to a dinosaur, but it's a great way to be in constant dialogue with a young artist, and you can't save anybody any bumps or bruises, but you can yell, you know, pothole, so that's great fun.
Annie June. Who's Annie June?
Yeah.
Other than being a horse, what's the song about?
This, it's not actually someone we know personally, but this song is about someone who is portrayed as a homewrecker, and she's introduced to a household where there's already a damaged relationship. There's already cracks in the foundation, and everyone blames her for all the trouble she's supposedly caused, even though it's not really her fault. That's what it's about.
And I think it reads really well, and that's the fun thing. You know, Lily, while we're writing, was just coming up with these brilliant, simple, single-line ideas, and from my perspective, having had a fair few more years on the planet, I've just seen and been involved with where all those ideas actually come from and go to. You know, it was great to be able to, and she's pretty fearless as a writer too. A couple of things I'd said, look, you might think this is too far or too much, and they're the ones that we all agreed sort of made the song different to a standard I Love You, Why Don't You Love Me.
Nice, nice. So the song's out there in the world. It's getting played.
Yeah.
Are we going to see tours and things like that with everything, live shows and that coming back?
Yes, you sure? Yes, I'm so excited. James and I have organised a 3-day mini tour around Queensland. We're playing one show in Brisbane at the Nunda Hotel, one on the Gold Coast at a place called The Wallaby, and I live in Mudjabah on the Gold Coast, so it's my local. I haven't played there before, but I'm super keen. And also one in Toowoomba at Highfields Tavern. So we're going to have a full band, and it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
And the other really interesting thing, Luke, is that Lily's, as is everybody of her generation, incredibly adept at social media. But there's been a real tick in interest in the States and Canada, which, again, that's a process I've been through, and it's fascinating to see how quickly people respond now, because 20 years ago you had to wait for releases, everything was physical, copies of stuff had to be distributed, radio, then you did radio tours. This stuff is instant, and it's really, the comments are really healthy and favourable, and they love the song, and they love the Lily's voice, and it's really, I love it, it's fantastic watching it.
It's awesome, yeah.
It's great to see, and a great collaboration, and we're certainly playing. In fact, we're going to play it now, but let's say thank you, Lily Grace and James Blundell. Good to catch up, and hopefully we catch up again soon, maybe in person next time.
Indeed, mate. Yeah. When we're in your part of the world, we'll drop in.
Give me music, Muster, because are you on Give Me this year, James?
Yep.
We'll see you then.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed, yeah, that's right. The tent to stay away from. These people always have a good party going on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
thanks,
Luke.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.